I'm sitting in today, and Mr. Bader will be back, of course, on Monday. Thank you very much for letting me be here. The phone number, 888-455-1360. It's Open Phone Friday. Anything that you would like to talk about today, that's fair game. Not a problem. Let me ask you a question. All right, very simply. With Obamacare and all that has happened, the courts ruled recently that the government subsidy to the states that are using the federal, website, well, that's illegal. And so now that's thrown everything in turmoil. So we've heard about, and we've had this conversation for a couple of years now, at least, about what's going on with the Obamacare and the United States. What's, there's this challenge, there's that challenge, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Have you heard much of a discussion about what's happening with Obamacare and the U.S. territories? Well, according to a report on Fox, they are saying that the Obama administration is getting ready to come under a bit of fire for once again making a unilateral change to Obamacare. This time, he has decided in his, empirical fashion that the U.S. territories and their 4 million-plus residents are now exempt from almost all of the major provisions of the health care law. Now, again, this is him, Obama, making a decision and putting it into action without consulting anybody else. Keep in mind, Obamacare is law. I don't like the law. I think it's a horrible law. I think the way it was written and placed into the books was absolutely deplorable. But it doesn't change the fact that it is law. And seeing as how it is law, if you want to change it, there's provisions for that. And it doesn't mean you use your pen and your telephone to circumnavigate Congress and anybody else. Well, I guess unless you're President of the United States. Until now, the Department of Health and Human Services claimed its hands were completely tied as far as doing anything to remove the residents of the territories off the list. But now the department has reversed course. Some people are questioning the authority of HHS to suddenly grant 4.1 million Americans an out from Obamacare. House Republicans are thinking about launching a lawsuit against the president, challenging his use of executive power. We've heard, of course, Boehner has his lawsuit pending. There are others that are thinking about doing this. The White House knows that Obamacare is a train wreck, says Republican National Committee spokesperson Rafi Williams. Excluding the territories from their train wreck of a law is just the latest example of delays and waivers the administration has issued to quietly limit the damage of the law without admitting that they've ruined the American healthcare system. Now, one of the main reasons they're doing this is Puerto Rico, Guam, the U.S. Virgin Islands, American Samoa, and Northern Mariana Islands have all said this change that came in wrecked their insurance programs. It destroyed them. There were many people in these territories that were exempt from the plan anyway, yet insurance providers had to revamp the insurance product that they were offering to the residents of the territories because the law said they had to. So you've got 4 million people or so that aren't going to use it. They're exempt from it. They don't have to be. And yet the insurance companies in that area said they have to have it. Basically, this is a really good case of one hand not knowing at all what the other one is doing. But what I find interesting is that the argument was this is now putting an undue harshness, economic hardship on the insurance economy, the insurance plan, the insurance business in these territories. And so the administration has allowed HHS or has allowed the territories to be exempt. Is this a ploy? Is this something that the states can utilize? Because this is causing an unbelievable amount of stress and undue financial hardship on the insurance companies. Now, one theory says that that is what this plan is designed to do, that the healthcare law, as it was written, was not truly designed to provide health insurance and then, of course, health care for those that are needy. It was designed to economically break insurance companies, health insurance companies anyway, and eventually have the United States government oversee it, take it over, and in essence create a single-payer program. Now, I know that the theory that was what was thought of, it's a bit of a conspiracy theory, and you got to kind of wear a little tinfoil on your head when you're thinking about that. But doggone it, you look at what's happening, you're thinking, maybe that theory is not so far off. Because what's happening is the insurance companies, in order to provide a product to you that has all of the now mandated provisions that the healthcare law is requiring, the price of it is just going out the door. And that's why there has to be these federal subsidies for many people to be able to afford it. But that's now deemed illegal. Of course, there's going to be an appeal and they're going to decide on it one way or another. But if that sticks, that's going to be a seriously crippling blow to the healthcare law. So anyway, I just found that to be a very interesting circumstance that the law in the territories has now just been changed. Just been changed. It now means that that following the Affordable Care Act requirement will not apply to individual or group health insurance issuers in the U.S. territories. They just don't have to do it anymore. All of these provisions, and there's a whole slew of these provisions, no longer in effect. And it's because Obama and his pen apparently are mightier than the Constitution. That is extremely concerning to me. I don't like that trend. I don't like that trend at all. All right, when we come back, one of the things I want to talk about is ISIS. This is the group, the extreme militant and extreme, let's face it, terrorist-hearted group that took over and swept through Iraq. And if I'm not mistaken, I'm going to look at my notes here, but I'm not mistaken, control about 50% of Iraq now. We haven't heard much about it because there's been so many other scandals and issues that have hit the news that we have to worry about. But we're going to take a look at this. Apparently, there's information coming out now that this surprising sweep across Iraq where ISIS, the administration would have us go, oh my gosh, we didn't see this coming. The truth is, yes, they did see it coming. The truth is, they saw it brewing when the whole anti-Syria President Assad, that movement, the rebels against President Assad of Syria, when that movement began getting some steam under it, the administration saw the rise of ISIS then, and they saw the funding of ISIS building. We're going to talk about, you know the story, when did they know, and what did they do about it? I'm Seth Mila, sitting in for the Jerry Bader Program, 888-455-1360. We'll talk about that, and then we'll talk about something fun, too. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roofs.